Welcome to the Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn. And for all the Chamber's upcoming events, you can simply go to durangobusiness.org, which one of them is on the 10th. We have our eggs and issues. We'll hear from new city manager as well as the county manager, kind of looking back at this crazy 2020 and what we have in plan and in store for 2021 moving forward. I have Jeff Prillwitz and Jay Rhodes with Bustang. How are you guys doing? And I guess let me get your official names or official titles. So, Jeff, go ahead.
Yes, hi. I'm the program manager for CDOT's Bustang Outrider Intercity Rural Transit Program.
And Jay?
Yes, good morning. This is Jay Rhodes, and I am the division director for Southern Colorado Community Action Agency, who is actually the subcontractor for the Bustang Outrider that goes from Durango to Grand Junction.
Well, gentlemen, thank you both for joining us. And one of the things, just I think it's because I'm getting closer to the age, senior age, I'm going to do the quotation marks here as we record this on Zoom. But what are some of the offerings that seniors can take advantage of with your programs on the buses?
Well, probably the biggest is that our fares are all half price for seniors. So, you know, if you're going to, say, from Cortez to Grand Junction, I have to look up the price, but I mean, obviously it's a big savings, 50%. And for disabled passengers, disabled seniors that are traveling, their caretaker, if they're traveling, gets to ride free. That's an American disability.
Oh, wow.
Law.
That's a huge benefit, offering that to caretakers. My mom, I was her caretaker when she lived here in Durango, and that can add up quickly. So that's a great benefit. Are there any other things that you want to point out, especially with COVID and some of the disinfecting and some of the procedures that you guys are offering?
I guess we're taking COVID very seriously. When people board the bus, they get their temperature taken, and if they're showing a excessive temperature, they're not allowed to board. Masks are required on all our routes. On the buses themselves, they are cleaned daily and sanitized. We've installed several upgrades to, like, the HVAC system. We'll have the medical grade filters in. That's the internal air circulation. And they're also, the HVAC has a UV lighting system installed that'll kill viruses and germs, but because it's inside the HVAC, it isn't out where it can affect on the passengers. And we're installing safety doors, plexiglass type, between the driver and the passengers to help protect the operator and, of course, any passengers if the driver does have COVID or something, which fortunately we haven't had any drivers. It's been, you know, people think the transit is a real driver of COVID, but all the studies have shown that it's actually very low. It's very safe to ride transit.
I think we're all finding out that I think some of the transmission of COVID is happening outside the workplace with social gatherings from it seems, you know, in the workplace, like at restaurants, as well as, like you mentioned, the transportation, because of all the safety procedures and all the upgrades, it seems to me that the occurrences are non-existent. I know from, you know, riding on buses, obviously, to flight. Now, let me ask you this. How many trips are you doing? Daily trips, is this weekly? What are you guys running right now with busing from Durango up to Grand Junction?
We run 7 days a week, including all holidays, and it's one round trip a day. It's a fairly long trip, obviously, because we go up over Lizard Head and that way from Durango. And it's just one round trip. We have stops of course, from Cortez, we go to Dolores, Rico, Telluride, Placerville, Ridgeway, Montrose, Delta.
So the I'm sorry, interrupted. Go ahead, Jeff.
And in Montrose, we're actually adding a second stop down by the Target on the south end of town. Jay could probably talk a little more about that. He's been very active in getting that set up. It'll help people for shopping and not have to ride all the way up north where our current stop is just before the airport.
So, yeah, Jay, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, yeah, you know, and to recap real quick, you bet I will tell you about that. So, you know, we were talking about the fares for the seniors and the half price. So I just want people to know and give an example so maybe they can kind of wrap their minds around this. So our prices that go from Durango to Grand Junction are $43 on a normal fare. So, you know, half of that price obviously is $21.50. So I just wanted to get that out there to let people know so they have an idea of what that is. And then, of course, if you're essential to that person as a caregiver, then there's no charge. You obviously ride free. And then, you know, with the pandemic going on, I'm not going to say too much more about what Jeff said, but I just want people to know that, you know, with all the safety measures that busing is put in place and that we put in place down here, we do everything and beyond to make it safe for the passenger. And transit really is. It's probably one of your safer means of travel. So, but the Target stop, so yes, we're going to provide an additional stop, and that's going to be at the south end of Target. And that's going to arrive, you know, I wished I had my schedule here, and there will be a printed schedule with that new arrival and departure time. But we're going to stop there, and what we're hoping to do is to give a little bit more flexibility to the riders as far as shopping goes, and then kind of give that flexibility to people to where it may be just a little bit easier for them to catch the bus. And it'll also help with all points, and so we can connect with all points and provide a better alternative there, Jack. So I think that's it for what I've got there.
Well, and I want to talk about, you know, not only some of the, you know, the sanitizing and the disinfecting that's going on with COVID, what are some of the other features on the buses? I understand you guys have, you know, Wi-Fi and some other plugins. I mean, so you can literally sit there and do your work while you're commuting.
Yes, it is, you know. Go ahead, Jeff. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no problem. All of our buses are equipped with Wi-Fi and power outlets. We also, of course, have bike racks on the front, and bikes can be accommodated in the luggage bays. We have full luggage bays underneath the bus, plus package racks in the bus. They all are equipped with restrooms. Obviously, for a long trip like that, that becomes important. And nice thing for winter, we also have the automatic chain, so the driver just hits a button and the bus has chains going over Lizard Head.
So if somebody is interested, what I really like too is the fact that, you know, you can, one, enjoy some spectacular scenery all along the way, but if you do want to do some work, you can plug in and get the Wi-Fi hooked up and do your work. But then once you get up to Grand Junction, that's a major hub, if I understand, a connectivity to throughout the state and other locations.
Yes, we connect up there with the bus thing that goes into Denver, and it can connect to the train to DIA. This is like about a 3-minute walk from our gate in Denver's Union Station. And of course, there's Grand Valley Transit there, the local system in Grand Junction. And it's also at the Greyhound station, so we got Greyhound connections.
And along that, can you buy like a round trip ticket out of Durango? Let's say you wanted to go up to Grand Junction and on up to Denver. Can you buy round trip tickets, or do you have to, because I've never done this. So do you buy from here to Grand Junction, then get there, and then buy that ticket on into Denver? How does that work?
Well, we actually have some big news coming up here in December on that. I'm currently all the Outrider are cash only, so you just buy the ticket when you got on. And there is a ticket booth in Durango. They're one of the few places that we do have outside of the bus driver selling. But starting later in December, we're going to have our phone app up and running. And that'll be available both through Apple and Android phones. And it's a very nice system. You can buy individual tickets. You can buy like a block of tickets if you're a regular commuter. It works. Once you got the ticket bought, it holds it in your phone. So if you're in an area with no Wi-Fi, you don't lose it and you show it to the driver. It's a very easy, seamless system. There's no scanning or any of that. You just show your screen to the driver and it changes. The screen changes like every day, the colors, and it's also moving, so someone can't take a screenshot and email it to their buddy and try to sneak in the bus. But it's just a very nice, very easy system for people who have smartphones.
Well, yeah, I'm curious, you know, Jay, how's the ridership been? I mean, obviously with COVID, I think it'd be a little affected, but how are things going from Durango on up to Grand Junction?
You know, Jack, we've been fairly steady. Obviously, some people are afraid to ride the bus, and I only say that because some of the numbers you know, they've been slightly down, but it just depends on the day. So we've seen a direct correlation with the COVID pandemic in regards to the numbers. But, you know, example, we'll probably have within a day, we can probably have 35 to maybe 40 people. And right now there are days that we're about half of those numbers. And then there's other days that we're getting a little closer. So COVID's definitely affected it, and I think that's one of the biggest messages that I would like to get out on this is, you know, we started off, you know, talking about the COVID and the cleaning procedures and stuff like that. So hopefully our customers and our future customers and people that listen to this, you know, and especially for the senior riders, like I say, we go through some painstaking events to make sure that they're taken care of and that they're safe. So hopefully we see those numbers increase because it really is a direct reflection of what's going on with the COVID.
Go ahead.
Yeah, just to add a little bit on that. Probably our biggest reduction has been on the original bus thing on I-70 and I-25 corridor. But even on the West Line that goes to Grand Junction, we've been having to add loop extra buses almost daily because we do social distance on the bus. Right now we're hauling only half the total passengers that they're capable of. So these loop extras are quite often put on the route just to handle the overflow. And on the Outrider routes, of course, we run the same schedule that we do before COVID. And the Lamar to Colorado Springs route is probably our best performer right now. It's doing 75% of the ridership that it had before COVID.
Wow. Now, if somebody's interested in learning more about Bustang Outrider, what's the website?
It's ridebustang.com. And, of course, we're on all the social media, too, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. All of our rider alerts are put out on Twitter. That's the best spot to really see information if the bus is running late because of weather. You know, that obviously happens sometimes in the mountains. And we're also going to be instituting a texting service to passengers that they can sign up for more information. It's not quite ready yet, but it is going to be released pretty soon.
And that website one more time?
Ridebustang.com.
Ridebustang.com. Well, gentlemen, thank you both for joining us. And again, you can catch the bus, go from here on up to, you know, Telluride, on over then to up to Montrose, and then on into Grand Junction. So thank you both for joining us here on Chamber Chat. And again, Ride Bustang. Well, one more time, ridebustang.com?
Yep.
I got it right. Well, gentlemen, thank you both for joining us on Chamber Chat.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Jack. I appreciate it.
You bet. We'll send it back to the studios. You're listening to Chamber Chat. Have a great day.